when Jesus tells the crowds who are looking for him that they only want to see him because they ate the loaves in that miracle of the multiplication of the loaves, he's not really scolding them, but he's trying to help them understand, don't just look at the miracle. What's behind the miracle? He is as God in the flesh, and that's why he says the work of God is that you believe in the one he has sent. As we begin this third week of the Easter season, the Acts of the Apostles is shifting subtly from concentrating almost exclusively on the apostles themselves to those who associate with them, the disciples. We are introduced again to St. Stephen, the proto-martyr. And it's for a reason that the church begins to expand our meditation, if you will, on the effect of the resurrection and the effect of the coming of the Holy Spirit to the church. It's to help us understand that to have faith, to really believe, is precisely what Jesus says it is. It is the work of God. The impulse to believe comes from God. The grace to solidify what we believe comes from God. And then as we strive to live our faith from day to day, we cannot do it without God. That's the work of God. St. Stephen gives us a good example of what this looks like in the flesh. Every other saint, every other one of those early disciples and everyone after them, down to our present day, gives us the same example. It's responding to the impulse of God to believe, not just in our heads. That's reasonable. I believe that. That's not the kind of faith we are to have. Our faith comes from a specific encounter with Christ. And the impulse to acknowledge him as God and follow him requires of us our effort. Not just, yeah, that's good, I'll do that. But it's no matter what, no matter the obstacle, whatever the disappointment, my faith in you, Lord, is not shaken. You are with me, and I wish to remain with you. That's behind the martyrdom of every saint, beginning with Stephen, and everyone following after him.